This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1900. Four lessons learned from our second rental property by Julian Saunders of richandregular.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's jump right into today's post to start off the week as we optimize your life. Four lessons learned from our second rental property. By Julian Saunders of richandregular.com. I feel really weird writing about this. First, if you would have told me years ago I would own two rental properties that earn us passive income, I would have thought you were crazy. Secondly, having lived in that property for over 10 years, it's weird thinking of it as a rental and not home. Third, at this very moment, I'm in our new home at our dining room table with ambient music playing in the background, having just banged out scheduling a flooring repair, cleaning services, and a property management site visit to get our second rental property ready as soon as possible. Soon, we'll have our paint guy come in to make it look pretty, call our trash guys to come get the leftover out of there, and hopefully by early December, we'll have someone else living in the place we once called home. It's incredible what steady chipping away at a plan can do when you just stick with it. I wouldn't say getting this property tenant ready was hard because honestly, it wasn't. More than anything, it was annoying on some days going back and forth, but I really have no one to blame besides myself. I've been so bogged down working on Rich and Regular, trying to make our home more comfortable and fighting the fall sniffles, that I didn't attack getting the rental done as quickly or as organized as I should have. Through it all, at least four really valuable lessons are worthy of sharing, especially if you're considering becoming a real estate investor. Number one, know which real estate investment strategy is right for you. There are several ways to invest in real estate. In general, you can flip properties where you purchase them, repair them, and sell them at a premium. You can be a wholesaler where you purchase the property and sell the contract to another buyer or investor for a fee. Or you can be like us, old school buy and hold investors. Basically, we buy properties, repair them if necessary, and rent them out to tenants. We chose the buy and hold approach because it's a proven wealth-building strategy that allows us to earn rental income more hands-off than the other two approaches. It provides a steady income. We build equity if the home appreciates and as the mortgage is paid down by our tenants. Lastly, it's a great tax shelter since expenses tied to your property can be deducted. Going through this latest renovation process was a humble reminder that we made the right choice in strategy, because I certainly have no interest in wielding hammers, dealing with contractors all day, or looking for buyers on a regular basis. Lord knows Mrs. Rich and Regular isn't getting her hands dirty either, since she works a traditional 9-to-5. Since this isn't something we really enjoy doing, we have no reason to believe we will do it well. Number two, cash is and always will be king. Moving into our new home has been a cash drain for us. Besides closing costs, the contractors, new furniture, supplies, and more, we've dropped some major coins over the past 60 days, so we're feeling a bit tight. This isn't a huge deal, but for years, we've grown accustomed to just using credit cards and paying them off in full. So the thought of carrying a balance introduces a stress we've grown unfamiliar with. Having cash on hand has always been the magic wand to make bills disappear. Along those lines, as investors, we know that when dealing with contractors, cash is their preferred form of payment. As a result, when the work really matters to us, we're sure to lead with that so they're more motivated to do a good job on the project. However, that approach has also added to the tightness of our wallet. All in all, this was a humble reminder of how important it is to keep cash on hand at all times. If we were being truly thorough, we would have set aside additional funds months ago to cover the repairs ahead of time instead of dealing with it as it comes. Number three, if cash is king, then time is queen. I'm so grateful to have found the courage to quit my job a few months ago, because otherwise I wouldn't have had the time to deal with some of the issues that popped up as we were preparing to move out and renovate. A few weeks prior to leaving, we had to deal with the two words any homeowner hates to hear: water damage. In short, a pipe leading into our home was leaking, causing damage to our flooring. Had I not been at home and willing to deal with the repairs, I would have likely taken the first quote that came my way in an effort to just stop the bleeding. But because I had the time, I was willing to shop around and saved us hundreds of bucks to get it fixed. Similarly, as we were dealing with our runaway tenant on our first rental, we were provided a quote for $1,000 to repaint it. But since I had the time, I was able to tap my network and find someone who did it for a third of the original quote. Trust me, if I were working my old 9-to-5, there's no way I would have been able to do this, and we would have spent way more than what was needed to tackle these obstacles. And number 4, budgeting for repairs and vacancies. Just like your primary home, it's never a matter of if, but when something needs to be repaired or replaced. With rental properties, you also have to build in estimated time you may not have a tenant or vacancies, and thus no income coming in. This is part of the reason we're committed to owning debt-free rentals, because it boosts our profit margin and therefore our ability to absorb costly repairs when they arise. One week, you may receive a quote on a new dishwasher, and the following week, you're on the hook for the full deductible to repair a roof. These aren't new lessons for us, but we're more committed today than we ever have been to be better real estate investors, to crunch the numbers and build better systems to protect our investments. This means we'll set aside a cut of profit from our rentals to serve as cash reserves for future repairs and an additional cut for long-term or larger repairs, better known as capital expenses. Once we hit our desired amount for each, we can reroute that extra cash to other things. The income earned and energy given to our real estate investing has been truly passive. In fact, sometimes we feel like we're not paying enough attention to it because we're not knee-deep in the nitty-gritty details and numbers. But then we're reminded that we have a management company, and that's what we pay them for. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Lessons Learned from Our Second Rental Property, by Julian Saunders of richandregular.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think some of these lessons are relevant even if you aren't a real estate investor. For example, Julian makes the point that cash is king when it comes to real estate. Having cash on hand makes it easier for him to work with contractors and manage his properties without taking on additional debt. But I'd argue that having cash on hand is a good thing for all of us, even if we aren't investing in real estate. I often see questions in the various personal finance Facebook groups and forums asking about what to do with cash. Many people don't like the opportunity cost of holding cash because if it was invested, it could be working harder and earning interest. But I don't see it this way. I look at my different piles of money as all having different jobs. My cash has the job of liquidity and easy access, and my investments have the job of growth. I don't care that my cash isn't growing because that's not its job. As my overall net worth grows, my cash as a percentage of my net worth gets smaller and smaller over time. So it continues to matter less and less that my cash isn't growing. Holding sufficient cash also allows me to invest with confidence. The money I invest is money I plan to have invested for long periods of time. It would be unfortunate to have to sell stocks during a downturn just because I didn't have cash on hand. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.